Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Giacobbe.
I'm Charles Stockhausen. And today we are going to talk about Pittsburgh stuff, as we usually do, and you're going to have a good time. I'm telling you that right now.
Yep. Charles has returned from his absence last week.
Hey, listen, man. It's really hard to get out when I'm snowing in the backwoods.
It's all right, Charles. I get it. Life happens.
I went from state to state in one day. I didn't even know that was a thing. I went to class later that night. Anyway. So during that trip, though, I did not have a name of our sponsor, which I should have, which let's thank our sponsor this week, Fast Food. This food can either be running fast, or it can be your generic McDonald's, Burger King, and or Sheetz. We do not get one of them specifically sponsored because, you know, copyright. Anyhow, though, go get yourself some food that's fast, or go chase yourself some fast food, because it'll keep you in shape, and then you won't feel bad about eating it later. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. And what's your favorite burger from a fast food place?
Favorite burger from a fast food place?
Favorite thing from a fast food place. Let's have your burger.
Probably I need my nugs from McDonald's.
Nugs from McDonald's. All right. See, I was very disappointed in McDonald's. Was it Big Macs? It's like the burgers got smaller, and the buns got bigger. And there's not enough sauce anymore. Anyway, favorite thing, though, is Sheetz fish taco wraps. It's great. Anyway, get yourself some fast food sponsor this week, and be healthy.
Yeah, in case you didn't miss the live stream from last Thursday, our sponsor then was hitting people in the back of the head with a frying pan.
How's that a sponsor?
You just go up to the person with, I don't know.
Let's not actually go up to people hitting them in the back of the head with a frying pan. However, I guess good idea. If they sponsored us, thanks, Murder, for sponsoring us. Now let's talk about the finding the personal brand, which we're doing right now. Is your wardrobe creating success? I mean, yes. Look at me. I look phenomenal right now, and I'm successful.
Yes.
As he says to himself, and nobody listens.
Yep. Charles, you're a looker.
Thanks, man. So are you.
Thanks.
Your blue shirt and glasses, and I don't know what kind of pants.
I'm wearing jeans.
Okay, there we go. Jeans. Oh, see, blue and blue work perfectly. Denim on cotton is the perfect combination for success. Anyway, February 27, 2019, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fairmont Hotel, Pittsburgh, 510 Market Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. The event website, Ryan will find out for us for the end. So Julie Shields is an internationally trained stylist and color analyst and speaker. Okay, those two ands, I mean, like, I get the one's the fancy end, but, like, don't write it like that. You color stylist, color analyst, and speaker, unless that's one title that goes together. Either way. Based in Pittsburgh, using world-renowned color theory and proven processes, Shields will work with you to identify the best colors and styles to suit you and your lifestyle. I don't know. I feel like purple's my kind of color because it's my favorite color. What's your favorite color, Ryan?
Probably blue. That's what I'm wearing right now.
Hey, man, that's fine. You have blue's a quality color.
My favorite color combo, blue and black.
Blue and black? All right, what kind of blue? We talking like royal blue, deep blue, or like light blue, or sky blue?
Dark.
Dark blue?
Yeah.
All right. Find out how defining your own personal brand can lead to more success in your life, your relationship, and your career. I don't know. Me and Ryan, you have a good career, good relationship.
Yeah.
How's your life? Yeah, you know, wife good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, wife good?
I don't have a wife.
Kids?
I don't have kids.
All right, good. And the guests are provided a light lunch and dessert. Tickets are $30 or $100. Can you pick for the series of four luncheons? Ah, okay, $100 for four luncheons. Got it. Registration is online at, here's the website, www.bethlehemhaven.org or by phone, 412-391-1348, extension 224. Again, we shouldn't be reading telephone numbers. It's just not classy. Anyway, sponsored by PNC, BDO, and Gateway Health Plan. Ryan, do you have your personal brand properly diagnosed?
Do you think
that you wear the right colors to bring you success?
I mean, this is casual, but in like the workplace, since I'm like sport media and like journalism and like athletic communication and stuff like that.
So you need to wear no paper at all times? So you just, like, in case a story comes up, you just rip a piece of newspaper out and write it, right?
Maybe.
I mean, that'd be pretty inventive. I mean, like, a shirt made of notepaper and then pants of pencils, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was thinking more plaid.
Plaid. Okay, all right. I'm a big fan of plaid. I respect it. My kilt's plaid. You'll see, but for me, I feel like I need more wear dresses. I'm going to be more casual or more professional, you know? Workplace. Otherwise, you know, kilts just aren't cutting it anymore. People don't.
Like plaid or polos.
Polos?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, gosh, there's more to the story. Helping Women Helps Lead the World lecture series brings together women from. Wait, is this the same thing?
No, keep going. You're fine.
Is it?
You're fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, Lecture Series brings together women from around the region to meet and be inspired by some of the most dynamic leaders in our community. Proceeds from the series benefit Bethlehem Haven's program supportive services for homeless women. Okay, so you get a good cause too, and you get to get stylish.
Yeah. Alright.
So, Ryan, you gotta walk with me.
Yeah. I'll walk with you to the Walk With Me kickoff.
Okay, then let's go. What are we doing here?
Kickoff. We got, it's February 28th from 5 to 8, so you got a few days to prepare. It is at Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle, 2329 Penn Ave, and 875 Greentree Road.
Two locations.
Pittsburgh, PA 15222. You can check out downtownpittsburgh.com for more of the information. Easter Seals, Western and Central Pennsylvania, are hosting its annual Walk With Me kickoff event at Pittsburgh's classic Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle, Thursday, February 28th, 2019, from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy a fun-filled evening with an open mic night and guest bartenders for the 100th anniversary of Walk With Me. Admission is free, but donations are gladly accepted, and you do need to register online at www.easterseal.swcpa.org/wwmkickoff/donate/tickets.
Oh, there you go. And if you're wondering what Harp and Fiddle is, yes, it is an Irish pub, as you would think. They do serve Guinness, because of course. And for their food, there's a starters, flatbread, soup, salad, sandwiches, burgers, Irish specialties, and you can download their menu online. Yeah, but their website also needs some help, because it's a little outdated. However, it's for cause. Get yourself some Walk With Me. Admission's free, though. Yeah.
All right, and now...
Oh, wait, Ryan. I forgot to mention.
What?
This will go to the next one as well, however. So you can not participate in this event. Well, you can participate in this event no matter what, but you can go get some Irish pubbing on. Have you been practicing your clog dancing, sir? I know you're all about the salsa, but now it's going to be clogging.
I don't own any clogs.
You don't have any clogs? I think clogs might be German. But either way, you don't need clogs. All right, well, we're going to make you some clogs, okay?
Remember? All right.
When you go out in the woods, we're going to find you a nice tree.
All right, there's plenty of trees.
There are plenty of trees. We're going to cut down a good tree, all right? Of course, without a lumber license, because we're not going to go through that process. We don't have the time. But if you're going to cut down a tree, please get a lumber license so that you don't get, you know, a fine. Anyway, we're going to cut down a tree. The tree that speaks to you. So you're going to put your head to every tree in that forest until one speaks to you, all right?
All right.
And that'll probably be, like, the last one, because you're going crazy at that point. We're going to cut down. We're going to make yourself a nice pair of wooden clogs. We're going to learn how to clog. We're going to do this. We have, what, 2 days? We have 2 days to figure this out. All right. We're going to go cut down a tree after the show. But speaking of that, let's talk about the cozy bar crawl, because I'm going to cozy up next to my best co-host after this bar crawl.
Yep.
Let's talk about March 1st, 2019, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Wiggle Tasting Room and Bottle Shop, 530 William Penn Place, Pittsburgh, PA 15219. Winter in Pittsburgh calls for a cozy bar crawl. Wiggle Whiskey and the Omni William Penn Hotel are teaming up for an indoor bar crawl inside the hotel's bars and restaurants. Oh my god, they have multiple bars and restaurants? That's ridiculous. I need to stay at the William Penn Hotel, or the Omni William Penn Hotel. Either way, oh my god, that's so cool. I would love an indoor bar crawl. That way we don't have to cozy up as much. Even though the whiskey will get to you. Anyway, the bar crawl starts by picking up a passport at Wiggle Whiskey's Omni Tasting Room and Bottle Shop. That's a really long name. Entrance, Allen Oliver Street. Anytime between 5 and 8 p.m., guests can then visit the Speakeasy, Palm Court, and Tap Room inside the hotel at their own pace until 10 p.m. You have a lot of time to get between three bars on the inside of a building. If you can't make that bar crawl, you can't be bar crawling. That's all I'm saying. Or you went too hard at the first bar. A Wiggle cocktail and small bites are included at each stop of the crawl. Well, that's just perfect. Is a cocktail included? Gorgeous. Cocktails include Wiggle Juniper French 75, Wiggle Bourbon Sidecar, Walkabout Apple Whiskey Old Fashioned, and a Negroni Irish.
Negroni-ish? Yeah.
That sounds bad. Anyway, with Wiggle Juniper and Rhubarb Liqueur. Wow. These all sound super fancy. Wow. Like, this is like, just if you have a number at the end of your drink, that's how you know it's fancy. Also, that's in quotes. That one that sounds really bad.
Negroni-ish.
Yeah, that one. And then with the Wiggle Juniper. And then a rhubarb. Who thinks about making rhubarb into liquor? Nobody. But rhubarb's pretty cool. Small bites include individual cheese boards, short ribs,
croquettes.
Croquettes. See, man, you're just so fancy with your dining. With aioli. I know what aioli is. Shrimp and... What is that?
Andouille.
Andouille gumbo skewers and mac and cheese... Filo?
Yeah, just say
Philo cups. All right, hey, that's why I have my comm manager next to me. That's why you started. But anyway, tickets are required for participation. You can't just go get poop face for no reason. But Ryan, we need to go. We need to get some cocktails. Get some short rib croquets, which
croquettes.
Okay. Otherwise, it sounds like a game you play in your backyard. And some Andouille gumbo skewers, because I love me some Andouille. Actually, I like shrimp, so
I was gonna see short rib croquettes. See what they look like.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking they look like is you ever see like a croquet stick, and then at the bottom it has that nice head for like the hammer. It just has short ribs piled on top of that.
We are actually way off.
No, what is it?
It's almost like a giant meatball.
Wow, that's okay. Yeah. I guess is it breaded on the outside and then on the inside it's like that?
I guess. I've never had these before.
Neither have I. Man, again, looks fancy. And it's like on a bed of lettuce and tomato, or it's probably not even tomato. It's probably like herbs of some sort.
Yeah, it looks like it's rib meat encased in breadcrumbs.
There you go. Panko and rib meat. That's all you really need. But to take a little bit of a lighter fare, and one of my favorite events as a child, let's talk about Disney on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. February 28th through March 3rd, 2019, PPG Paints, 1001 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, area, PA, 15222s. Of course, now let me just say, this is always a great event. I went there every year. It's the only time I got cotton candy. I got a Solly head one time with, like, a snow cone inside of it. It was the coolest time. It was my best times. I forget why I stopped going. Probably because it got too expensive. But don't let that price point make you not go, because make your kids happy. Join Mickey Mouse and his friends at Disney Ice presents a Mickey's Search Party, brand new adventure filled with world-class skating, high-flying acrobatics, and unexpected stunts. See, I don't get that line because, like, I'm expecting stunts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would be an unexpected stunt.
An unexpected stunt.
Like, they leap into the audience, and then, like, there's ice in the audience already, and they just skate around?
I guess.
That would be an unexpected stunt. Yes.
Yeah, it's like you have a performance, and yet you just think of something on the spot.
I guess. Either way, I'm expecting stuff. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Help them follow Captain Hook's treasure map and look for clues in the search for Tinkerbell in immersive, fantastic worlds. Explore a colorful spirit realm of Coco in Miguel's Disney on Ice debut. Oh my god, Coco's in this. Everyone loves Coco nowadays. If you haven't seen Coco, go see Coco. It's on Netflix. Sail away with Moana as she bravely saves her island. See Belle in the sky above you as the enchanted chandelier comes to life. And sing along with Elsa in the icy world of Frozen. Well, that just makes sense. You gotta have Frozen with Disney on it. I mean,
yeah.
It's hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Make memories with the whole family during Aladdin, Toy Story, and The Little Mermaid as the search party becomes an all-out magical celebration on the ice, in the air, and all around. Okay, so that makes me seem that there's gonna be ice all around. Which is your unexpected stunts.
Yep. Well,
I'm getting way too excited.
Oh no, I'm getting excited. I may have to go to this during. Actually, I can't. I'm going out of town next week, so.
Where you go?
I'm going to Orlando for spring break.
Oh my god, are you going to Disney World?
Yes.
Everyone's going to Disney World. Like, I guess I could have went, but I didn't get tickets or anything, and like, I don't know, it's just a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm going to Disney next week, so. Oh
man, well, good for you, man.
Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely gonna go to Epcot. Go inside that giant golf ball.
Can you go inside that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's a ride attraction.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay. I guess I never waited in line long enough. So whenever I went there, the lines out the kazoo.
Yep.
Anyway, I guess if you're not going to Orlando, go see Disney on Ice during spring break. And if you are going to Orlando, I have words that I can't say on the radio. And I'm also jealous. That's pretty much it. I'm jealous.
But now we have the 2019 Rube Goldberg Machine Contest.
Aw, yeah, boy. I
participated in this event. This is at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh on March 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The museum address is 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. The website is pittsburghkids.org/events/4409. Now, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is proud to be a regional host for the 2019 Rube Goldberg Machine Contest. A Rube Goldberg Machine Contest,
otherwise known as RGMC.
Yep. Is an event where students of all ages compete with the machines they have imagined, designed, and created in a fun and competitive forum. The competitions encourage teamwork and out-of-the-box problem solving in a fresh learning environment and level playing field.
Let's just go back here real quick. From my experience, it's not a level playing field, but continue.
remember to compete in RGMC, all you need is a good imagination and a pile of junk. The 2019 Machine Challenge, quote unquote, task is put money in a piggy bank. This contest is for students only, apprentice level. You have to be between ages of 8 to 11, and registration deadline was... Oh, jeez. This event...
Way to make people not be able to register, Ryan. The registration deadline was Tuesday, January 15th.
A little over a month.
You're supposed to see it, though.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But if you haven't registered, I'm sorry. Make your own Goldberg machine at home.
Yep, but the event is open to the public.
It is. Now, I'm not saying don't go. Do go. It's a great event. However, I have some problems with this event. Mostly because I lost terribly, and this is the reason why. First off, teams suck. It was awful. I did this in high school.
All right.
There was pretty much like me and this other kid. We stayed until like 6 p.m. one day to like finish it up, and we had a rushed finish. So nobody could agree on any steps or anything. So first off, for this, get yourself a good team. If you're 8 to 11, that's probably pretty easy because everyone has an imagination. Everyone wants to do stuff. As high schoolers, nobody wants to do anything. It's frustrating. However, you don't just need a pile of junk. Okay, you need things. Okay, you need like string, mouse traps, etc. It's really difficult to do it without that because you have to reset every time. You have to make it run. And if it runs and there's a delay, you have to like human intervene and then you get points taken off. And also, it's not a level playing field because there are rich kids and there are poor kids. Okay, let's keep that in mind, everybody. I was a poor school, and there was this rich school where, like, they had an engineering professor already, and, like, they were still in high school, don't get me wrong, but they had an engineering professor, and they used his workshop. That's garbage. Let me tell you, all right? If it's going to be a level playing field, you go, maybe, I don't know, maybe this event, maybe you go there, and then they give you stuff, but otherwise, no. Still go, though. It's really fun. All
right.
And Ruby Goldberg machines are so cool.
Yep.
I think it has to be 25 steps, and we had to, The thing was hats off. Oh, no, we got to make our own, but we made it hats off, and that's kind of actually what lost us, too, because we could have won the recycling one because a lot of our pieces were, like, recycled wood and stuff, except for my hat.
Yeah.
My hat was not recycled. It had a bunch of buttons on it, so they're like, well, we'll sell them off recycled material, and then I was just really upset because everyone else was so much better than us, and I put in the effort, and I didn't get it. So hard work doesn't pay off. I'm kidding. Hard work pays off.
Yeah.
Just gets disappointed sometimes. Learn from your failures. Go see the Rube Goldberg machines. Have a good time.
All right. Now we got the... Area 412 opera group performance at Pittsburgh Pop-Up Bar.
Oh, that's one of the pop-up bars.
Yeah. It is March 5th from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Harris Grill, 2454 Forest Ave, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. The website is area412.org, so you can check that out.
Let's just go, it's Aria. All right, it's not Aria.
Aria?
It's Aria. A-R-I-A. Aria would be I-R-E-A. All right.
You just
gotta pronounce the woman's name correctly, and or man, but I assume it's a woman.
Yeah. On Tuesday, March 5th, Aria 412 Opera Group will be performing a beach-themed show at Harris Grill's Grilligan's Island Pop-Up Bar. The show starts at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public.
Well, then go, everybody. What is that? What day was it? March 5th?
Yep.
Go see a show. Don't be lame and stay in your house.
Aria 412 will be performing opera, musical theater, and popular songs around the theme of warmer weather, including Bali Hay from South Pacific, How Beautiful the Blue Sky from Pirates of Penzance, selections from HMS Pinafore, and more. The performers include William Banks, Chantel Brazil, Eric Kochanowski, Kelly Lynch, Desiree Sorteres, and Matt Gillespie.
I'm sorry for butchering your names. You're much better than us.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at speaking.
The monthly show is ideal for both opera enthusiasts and those new to opera. With a fun, accessible atmosphere, children are welcome at these events. Started by Desiree Sorteres and Kelly Lynch, Aria 412 has been performing for nearly 2 years and includes a rotating cast of some of Pittsburgh's finest local talent. Visit aria412.com for more info on the group and this event on Tuesday, March 5th, and follow them on Facebook at aria412 and on Instagram at aria412.
There we go. All right, I get it. Some people don't like opera. It's not their cup of tea.
Yeah.
But opera's cool. I mean, like, have you ever listened to the Family Opera, like, the soundtrack?
No.
No? Okay, well, listen to the Phantom of the Opera. Just the song Phantom of the Opera. Dope song. I don't know if it's an opera per se. It's more like a musical, but it's neither here nor there. Go see it. It's at a pop-up bar. There's going to be good food. I was at the Christmas pop-up bar recently, I guess, because Christmas just passed. But anyway, it was cool. It's just a cool environment to be in. You're going to be with awesome people. And again, don't be lame and stay inside. Go do stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be like us and sit in a radio room all the time and tell you to do stuff. You don't go do stuff. Go do stuff. Make us feel bad about our lives instead of us making you feel bad about your lives. Which, if we're doing that, so sorry. But anyway, the film premiere, The Rock, not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Let's just go from there. So March 7th, 2019, of course, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. Over the years, there have been hints that an unreported skirmish occurred on Seneca Island along the Allegheny River. River, not liver. The only paddle of Seneca Nation territory during the 1779 Sullivan-Clinton campaign. Washington ordered Broadhead to subdue British native allies, the Munsee and Seneca, and possibly meet up a westward marching American campaign. Dr. Joe Stallman will discuss a recent project in which he and Dr. Douglas Pirelli from the University of Buffalo, in collaboration with Seneca Nation Tribal Heritage Preservation Office. That's a long name, but they're hyphenated to THPO. Just saying. Examined available oral histories, historic maps, and secondary archival resources to understand the impacts of Colonel Daniel Broadhead's 1779 expedition. Admission to this Fort Pitt Speaker Series program is $5 for adults and students and is free for Heinz History Center members. Please register in advance at heinzhistorycenter.org. Wow.
That's a mouthful.
Well, still, are you a history buff?
Depends on what it is.
I like American history like this.
No, I'm more into like Greek, Roman stuff.
I see them like
Yeah.
Mythology history?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, still, it's like, I was also interested in that. But specifically, what are you interested in? Like, actually, culture or the wars?
Probably the wars. Exactly. That's where the good details are.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I feel like this is where all, like, the... As humans, we like to see conflict and drama, and I feel like during wars, that's where the most drama is. Because people make stupid mistakes, at least by now standards. But anyway, this sounds dope. Is all I'm saying. Because I'm not a huge history buff anymore, but I loved U.S. history, especially during like the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, which would be closer to the Revolutionary War, not the Civil War.
Yeah.
But again, it's $5. Go listen. I feel like it'd be really cool. Because if there's an unrecorded battle, it's like new history too. Because it's like discovering something for the first time that's in the past, which in my opinion is awesome. Because like it's kind of like how there has to be, like, there's no islands or anything left in the world that you can discover.
Yeah. But
there's still places that haven't been discovered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like the same thing. Like, in the past, there's still pieces of history that haven't been discovered. Once they get discovered, it's cool. Anyway, so go see it. And on a family-oriented note, if you don't want to take them to learn about war and stuff, make shop Mental Machines, kind of like Rubik's Girl but Machines, also at the Children's Museum, 10 Children's Way, Allegheny Square, Pittsburgh, 15222s, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on March 4th. Join Makeshop teaching artists as we build machines and contraptions that use gravity, wind, and propulsion to move objects. Start with our wind tunnel and build a catapult. Each day, we'll try something new. Help us as we make new discoveries. And what will you create? That was oddly worded. Maybe I just can't read. I don't know. But they get to build a catapult?
Oh, now I gotta go.
Oh, okay, first off, I don't think you can go. I think it might be for kids. But if you can, you get to build a catapult.
Hey, I would love to have my own catapult. Like a big, large one.
I don't think they're making a big, large catapult. Or maybe they are. Maybe they're like all in unison making a big catapult. But I don't think they have enough material for each person that comes to build their own large catapult. However, if you go there and you learn how to make a catapult by yourself. Everything's a lot simpler than you think, actually. Because I know me and my buddy, we on and off know, we may build a crossbow by ourselves.
You made a crossbow?
Yeah. Like old-timey crossbow.
Did it fire?
Yes, it just didn't fire far. Mm. We didn't quite know how to do the string. That's neither here nor there. But this is, again, Momentum Machines. Go see how it's done, and then maybe you can enter the next Goldberg contraption contest. I mean, learn gravity, science. Science is always cool. You know, like, this kind of science is cool. I don't care about your number science, and I get that there's numbers in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, gravity is cool.
Yeah.
It's a really weird statement.
But now we have the guided tour, Pittsburgh's Ad from Glass to Ketchup.
Oh, ketchup.
March 9th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's at the Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. The website is HeinzHistoryCenter.org, so you can check out the information there. This guided tour will take you to three exhibits, Special Collections, Glass, Shattering Notions, and Heinz. They're going to bring out objects that you can see and touch in this special tour.
Okay, I mean, I assume these objects are, like, related to
glass
and Heinz ketchup. Otherwise, there's, like, here's this rock. Nobody touch that.
The admission, this guided tour is included with History Center admission, and registration is not required.
That's cool. I mean, I like Heinz ketchup, of course, because it's the only ketchup. Hunt's and... Is there another ketchup?
I
Hunt's and generic ketchup do not count, all right? Heinz is definitely the ketchup.
Right? Yeah, Heinz is better.
Like, I was in an airport in Arizona, and they still had Heinz ketchup. I get it's a national brand and everything, but, like, it's the appropriate national brand.
Yeah.
I guess go. That's all we can say. They didn't really give you a lot of information here. That's
yeah.
It's kind of poop.
But anyways.
What's everything put ketchup on?
Hot dogs.
I'm not a hot dog. Well, I am a hot dog guy. Like, I'll eat a hot dog if a hot dog is presented to me, and that's my only option. But I don't know, ketchup just doesn't go for me anymore.
What do you prefer, mustard?
I do. I'm a mustard and onion kind of guy.
I like ketchup and onions.
Ketchup and onions. See, I feel like I do like ketchup sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Because, like, on a hot dog, it adds that sweetness to it.
Yeah.
You know, and that definitely coincides, like, with... I put a little more mustard than I do the ketchup, just because. And then the onions really give it that crunch, like, you know. Like, you need a crunch in your meals.
Yeah.
Elsewise, you might as well just be drinking all of your meals if there's no crunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we are actually going to wrap up a couple of minutes early.
That's why.
I got to do stuff.
Oh my God, Ryan. So important these days. You can't even finish the radio show.
You know what?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I understand. Oh, it's okay. Let's talk about just one last time. Thank our fast food sponsor this week. You know, go chase your food down because it's fast, or just go get your food fast because you can go through a drive-in.
Yep.
Ryan's got to go fast because he's a punk. I don't know. He's just too popular nowadays for the radio show. Might as well just not have a show next week, right?
Yes, actually, thank you for bringing that up. Next week is spring break, and we're not going to be on the air.
I obviously didn't even think about that, but great segue.
Yeah, I'll be down in Orlando, Florida, enjoying time with my mom. Charles, what are you doing for spring break? Or are you just staying here to work?
I'm staying here to work. How consume a copious amount of 21 and older liquid. What else am I going to do? I'm in Pittsburgh for spring break.
You're not going home?
No. Why would I go home? That's stupid.
All right.
I'm going home to pack things up so I can move out as soon as the semester's over.
All right. Yeah, but we are going to wrap up here. So thank you so much for watching. And listening.
No, you're watching too.
That's right. Charles set up a little webcam.
Webcam? Please, it's a phone.
Yeah, your phone. So, yeah, we'll be back on again in 2 weeks. And for those of you who are listening, or everybody's listening, enjoy your spring break, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Toodaloo.